USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Amy Coney Barrett has been sworn in as the 115th Supreme Court Justice. At a Monday night ceremony on the White House lawn, Barrett took the oath of office administered by Justice Clarence Thomas. President Trump applauded Barrett, saying it's highly fitting that Justice Barrett fills the seat of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and that the world has seen how knowledgeable a justice she will be.
Over the past few weeks, the entire world has seen Justice Barrett's deep knowledge, tremendous poise, and towering intellect. She answered questions for hours on end. Throughout her entire confirmation, her impeccable credentials were unquestioned, unchallenged, and obvious to all.
Earlier in the evening, the Senate voted 52-48 to confirm Barrett in a mostly party-line vote. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for health care right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Both sides of the political aisle reacted Monday to Justice Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said it represented a promise kept from President Trump.
Today, President Donald Trump delivered on one of the central promises he made to the American people: to nominate principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court. Today, the Republican majority in the United States Senate delivered on one of the principal promises we made to the American people: to confirm principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had a much different outlook. The New York Democrat called the day one of the darkest in the Senate's history.
As reactionary state legislatures curtail a woman's right to choose, gerrymander districts, and limit the rights of minorities to vote, my deepest, greatest, and most abiding sadness tonight is for the American people and what this nomination will mean for their lives, their freedoms, their fundamental rights.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
On the campaign trail Monday, former Vice President Joe Biden had plenty to say about the administration's reaction to the COVID pandemic.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, with one campaign event on Monday, the vice president in Chester, Pennsylvania, talking about the president and COVID-19.
Donald Trump is the worst possible president, the worst possible person to try to lead us through this pandemic. And I don't think he either doesn't have any idea what to do, or he just doesn't care.
Biden also says the government needs to be more aggressive on testing and tracing. On Tuesday, the former vice president will be campaigning in Georgia. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The United States has threatened to destroy any shipments of Iranian missiles to Venezuela. In a statement to Fox News, Elliot Abrams, the State Department special representative to Iran and Venezuela, said a potential deal for long-range missiles between the two countries will not be tolerated. According to reports, there is no plan in place to transfer missiles from Iran to Venezuela, but the State Department is reacting to the potential for an arms deal. A U.N. embargo on Iranian arms sales expired last week, and Venezuela is seen as a potential trade partner for Iran. More than 90,000 people have been evacuated from communities in Southern California by a rapidly growing wildfire. Fire crews say the blaze started Monday morning and quickly grew to more than 7,200 acres, driven by strong Santa Ana winds. 60,000 people were initially evacuated from the Irvine area, with more being ordered out as the fire exploded throughout the day. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Durock.